Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
Origin time. We're only, Wednesday week and we're into it. So selection for the New South Wales time happens later on today. That side gets released. So let's speak to a New South Wales Origin legend. Played over 270 first grade games, member of the Fox League team. Greg Brandy Alexander. Hello, old mate.
G'day, Morant.
Geez, I tell you what, you're always busy, but this year you're busier than ever. You've got your dramas at Penrith, you've got the halves situation in New South Wales. Where do you find the time?
Yeah, I know. I got four boys too that all play sport and a lot of sport. So it's a juggling act, Maroon, but we're getting there.
Yeah, man about town.
Brandy's the team picked?
Not yet, Kempy, no. No, not finalised.
Who are you waiting to get through today?
Well, there's a handful of blokes that are in action today. And I think we've learned last year and this year that you can't pick your side before it's done. Otherwise, you're waiting on injuries. So a lot of players are in the mix and we've got players that we think are going to be there. And then, there's players that are in the mix of those positions that if someone falls over, we go to the next one. So, no, it's not finalised.
Well, speaking of which, though, take us through your weekend because it's been, I think, every day you've lost someone else.
It was really disappointing. And Luke Keary was obviously, right in calculations. And for him to be knocked out in the fashion that he was, and, Luke's had a bit of a problem with concussions this year already, so that was really disappointing. I really felt for Luke. Adam Reynolds, of course, has been cleared, which is great news. That is really good news, but it didn't look good last night.
Mm-hmm. On Adam Reynolds, Brandy, does that mean that the fact that he has been cleared, does that mean that you most likely go with the South Sydney combination of Cody Walker, Adam Reynolds, Damien Cook, or are you thinking you'll probably still remain loyal and go with the incumbent in Nathan Cleary?
Not sure, James. Not exactly sure. There's a good South Sydney combination there with Cody. You would think Cody Walker, possibly ahead of James Maloney. Damien Cook will be there. Cameron Murray, will be there somewhere, you would think. But, as for the halfback, we won't know that. We won't know the result of that until later on. We're going to chat. Freddie and I are both in Wollongong for the Dragons and Sharks game, so we'll sort things out before the announcement.
Brandy, what do you expect to change, though? Because, Cody Walker's played his game. Adam Reynolds has played his game. Nathan Cleary's played his game. Damien Cook's played his game. Tedesco's played his game. So your spine candidates, it appears, are all got through the weekend.
We're just not sure which, whether the South Sydney combination holds the sway, Kenty, or whether Nathan Cleary's effort on Thursday night. Nathan Cleary's game, look, Nathan's game, even though he's been playing in a side that hasn't been going great, the nuts and bolts of Nathan's game, which are effort-based, have been there. And then, the blowtorch was applied to Nathan. He knew that he needed not only to have a big game, but he needed to get Penrith home. It's not very often that a player stands up under that sort of pressure. And there's been a few phone calls both last year and this year to players that, Freddie, we've decided to, chat to players about they've got a chance to make this side. And not many have excelled in the game that has, come after a phone call. So Nathan knew he needed a big game. He needed a man of the match performance. And even though the game wasn't of great standard, it was an under pressure performance by Nathan. And we'll just see if that's enough to get him home.
Hey Brandy, there's always pressure when you play Origin. Is there a different pressure this year for New South Wales because they will be favourites without Cameron Smith and Billy Slater? Last year, Cameron was going to play until 2 weeks out and, it was an unknown.
Is Cameron not playing, Cameron Smith?
I don't think he is, mate. I would love him to be playing. I'd love Wally Lewis to be playing. and probably Alfie to be halfback, but they've all retired.
Yeah. Okay. Gordy, I don't think it matters whether you win. The expectation, you know, might be different from outside, but I think the pressure from within. I watching last year's series and watching the players get ready for, you know, all three games, I couldn't imagine any more pressure because you've come off you're part of a winning series. And when you think about it, like, the players are well aware of how close last year's series was. You know, it was a win to Queensland, so Queensland are coming off a win. They were the last team to win a Origin game. And we won two nail-biters, so there was very little between the teams. And, you know, I know Queensland like to say, well, you know, New South Wales come in as favourites, but when you've got a Ponga, Munster, you know, if Cherry's fit, it's an outstanding team with, you know, great finishers, Corey Oates, Dane Gagai. Mate, it's a great Queensland team. It mightn't have Billy Slater and Cameron Smith, but, you know, the blokes that have come in and you look at that Queensland spine, there's some pretty special players there.
So, Brandy, how do you shut down? Let's get into the game. Ponga's obviously in such great touch at the moment. How do you pick a team that shuts him down?
I don't know if you pick a team to shut Ponga down.
But you certainly think about it, though. That's got to be a consideration. Like, I'm particularly at that right centre. You have to pick someone who you're confident can do the job, because Munster's out there also.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Yep. No, you're right. Yep, that does come into calculations when that right side needs to be a wall and they need to know exactly what they're doing and. Whatever side we come up with and whatever players we put in those positions, you know, I'll have confidence that they'll be able to get the job done.
Do you ever pick players and you say, well, okay, if we put him in, then we can't possibly have him, but if we don't pick him, then we can pick him? So it's all, you know, I'm talking about the combinations here. Like, how close do some guys come, but because you've picked someone else ahead of, in another position, ahead of someone else, they then get ruled out?
Yeah, well, that's been the chat really around the halves. We've got to take into consideration combinations, club combinations, but also which one we think which halves will go the best, and they're going to play left and right, which halves are stronger defensively, absolutely, that comes into consideration. That is part of the selection process. You need to, there's plenty of things to take into consideration. Incumbency, what weight do you place on that? You place, I think, a different weight on different players. And you also have, because when you're thinking about incumbency, you have to think about the players that are putting pressure on those players and what they bring to the side. And you also have to think of club combinations and how important is that? Is that the BN of a, you know, a player making the side? The fact that he's got someone inside or outside him that he plays club football with and has a good understanding with. So I don't even know what percentage, and you can't just generalise, because each player is different and each player putting pressure on that incumbent player is different and brings different skills. So you have to take all that into consideration when you're picking a side, and, you know, in the end, you just have to say, well, which player are we better? Are we a better chance of winning with this player, player A or player B?
Okay, so let me ask
you this: who's going to help the side more?
We spoke earlier in the show about Adam Reynolds' chances of being picked at halfback, and we spoke about the fact that if he's got Cody Walker outside him, he's got Damien Cook inside him, then he's got the great club combination, which has always been a strength of New South Wales. When New South Wales has been strong, is those club combinations, and the great strength for a Cody Walker, who, given the phone call from Freddie, now looks like he's been slotted in to the number six jersey, is that he's such an instinctive player. But the other part to that is that if he's got Cook and Reynolds playing with him, because they play club football with him, they're able to say, well, okay, he's just doing his thing now and we'll just get about and do what we do when he normally does this at club level. So that's, I imagine, what Adam Reynolds brings to the halfback position if you pick him. What does Nathan Cleary bring?
Nathan's effort in a game in 80 minutes of football is remarkable, really. And as I said, even though Penrith haven't been playing well and he hasn't been starring, but Nathan isn't that. Nathan's not a Cody Walker type player. Nathan's not going to win a game with three try assists and two line breaks a game. But what Nathan brings is Nathan's rock solid defence. Nathan's a good kicker of the footy. I thought his kicking game was great towards the back end of the Eels game when they hit the front. Just kept putting it in the corner. And Nathan's effort on effort is amazing. And, you know, I'm not a great believer in stats and numbers, but Nathan Cleary gets through a fair bit of work in 80 minutes of football. And while it mightn't be the starring plays, it's the plays that you're looking for in Origin. So if I was to break down what Nathan Cleary is, how I see him as a footballer, I don't think Nathan's not going to win a Dally M. He might one day, but at the moment, Nathan's not winning a Dally M trophy as the best player in the competition. But Nathan's game suits Origin.
It sounds like you're leaning a bit more towards Nathan, Brandy.
No, not well. I might be, yeah. Gordy. Yeah. But there's another few blokes that help pick the side. I think both players have, you know, the short kicking game of Adam Reynolds is arguably the best in the competition. I watched Adam last night warm up, and he put in a little session of general play kicking. Mate, he puts it on the spot, Adam Reynolds. So, that's another thing that Adam brings to the team is that precise general kicking game that is crucial in Origin. So, there's a lot to take into account.
Just while we've got you as well, Brandy, can you just run us through what happened with Mitchell Pearce? Like, obviously, he's five man of the match awards in a row, and the Knights have that brilliant win up there in Newcastle Friday night. And then, has he got an injury or?
He's got an injury, James. He's got a groin. They got the bye this week, but word that I got, and look, Freddie was in the sheds with him. So, if they were playing this week, Nathan Brown said, I don't think Mitchell would be fit to play. So. I know Freddie went in and had a chat with Mitchell Pearce, I think just on the back of his recent good form, it was certainly Freddie was interested in just having a chat to see where he was at, whether that meant that Mitchell was going to be in the mix of possibly playing for New South Wales. I'm not sure.
Hey, Brandy, before you go, mate, we haven't at all touched on Panthers, who finally got a win after 6 or 7 weeks on Thursday night. It wasn't brilliant, but the defence was a lot better. They looked a lot better, but they've got another tough ask this week against Manly. Are they moving in the right direction, do you think?
Well, a win's a start, Maroon. 6 weeks under the pump, I got sick of answering what was wrong with Penrith, and it was that, there was a whole lot of theories about why Penrith weren't performing. And most of the time, those reasons sound a little bit hollow. But all they needed to do was win a footy game and hopefully gain some confidence out of it, because they weren't playing with confidence. The start of that six-week losing streak, I thought they looked distracted and really not knowing whether they were playing to win, lose or draw, and it didn't seem to matter whether it was either three. It was a tougher start to the season than I think a lot of people realised, and probably tougher than what a lot of us even inside at Penrith realised that the players went through. And you know, we've got a good team. We just haven't been putting it on the park, and hopefully a win will just generate some, you know, just a level of confidence that allows us to get better from here.
Yeah, good on you, Brandy. Hey, have a good call today on Fox League from the beautiful city of Wollongong, Wind Stadium, Dragons and Sharkies. Good to catch up with you, old mate.
Good on you, boys. Thank you. And